Okay, here's Tony, guys.
Hello?
Hey.
Sorry about that. I was in a meeting.
No problem.
Can you talk about how you're feeling differently down the stretch of this season and how it's turning into a better performance on the field?
Oh, I don't know that it's... I mean, your body goes through different things throughout a football season, I think, every year. But, you know, as a team, we're more healthy than we've been in the past, and that's a positive. You know, I don't know that it's... there's a major reason. I think part of it's just we're playing better football and, you know, guys are doing some things at a higher level.
How about the mental and confidence aspect?
Well, I think it's important to play with confidence, and you only gain that from, you know, experience of doing certain things and doing them well, I think, and that's been my process. You know, it's just continually trying to get better and improve every time you go out there.
Hey, Tony, so much is at stake Sunday. Two division rivals, I mean, a bye is at stake. There's just so much going on, last game of the season. Just talk about how much fun it is to be in this situation and this environment and this kind of, you know, two great teams playing each other.
Yeah, no, this is why you play the game. I mean, honestly, we played New Orleans a few weeks back. We got, I mean, these games that are, this is what you work so hard for throughout the whole year. And, you know, you got to love to play in these type of games. And I think if you don't, then you need to get into a different profession.
Tony, labels are very hard to set. What do you think the last 2 weeks of how well you've played has done for your team confidence going into a game like this late in the season?
Well, I mean, labels are what other people put on you and for different teams and people, but you change everything by winning and losing, and all we've tried to do is win football games and improve. That's been our motto. You know, it's just to keep winning and keep improving. And when you don't win, you just figure out a way to improve and get better for the next one. And you don't look back, you go forward. And that's what we keep doing. And, you know, we'll be prepared and hopefully ready this weekend.
Tony, are you at all surprised by the way Miles Austin has really emerged as your big play wide receiver?
No, Miles has had ability. It was just a matter of, you know, he was raw when he first got here, but he's tightened that up, and it's allowed him to go out there and perform at a, you know, very high level week in, week out, and that's a positive for us.
There's a lot of similarities, you know, between this year and last year with this being, you know, you guys meeting with so much on the line. What do you see as being different for you guys this time around as a team?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't seem to look back at last year. We were a totally different ball club last year. We do things quite a bit different. You know, I think, you know, it's two completely separate things. And that's the thing. It's funny how, of course, a full season and an off season can change a lot of different things. And, you know, we feel confident.
How do you view that game right now? I mean, is it something you just try and not think about and forget, or is it something you still keep as motivation?
Well, I think the end of the whole season last year was motivation for us to come back and be better as individuals and collectively as a unit. But we're not a team that looks back. We're going forward, and that's something that we've done around here, you know, this whole season. You know, once it's over, you learn from it, you get better from it, you figure out a way to be a better player, and then you go forward and you get better. And you figure out a way to win and be better the next time out. And, you know, we've already used those as tools, and now it's just about winning and being as good as we can be.
Tony, from your perspective, when you look at Donovan and what you've seen him do over the years, what's your thoughts on him? And I know you obviously don't play against him, but just from your vantage point.
Well, Donovan's a great player. I mean, there's no secret as to, you know, why they've had the great run they've had over the last decade or so. And I think Donovan is a major piece of that puzzle with a great defense and, you know, a great head coach. So get some pieces in place like that, you have a chance to be good year in, year out, and Donovan has allowed Philly to have that, and stability at that position is really important, and, you know, he's a great player.
Do you and Donovan see yourselves a little bit as kindred spirits, Tony, where you play in big markets with passionate fans, and no matter what you do, you'll always kind of have some critics until you win a Super Bowl?
Well, I think that's the case at any place. I don't know that that's any different in, you know, Chicago to Cleveland to San Francisco. It's just your job is to win, and that's what it comes down to. That's it. You know, there's not much gray area in that. You know, we get to find out every week, you know, what you're doing, and you get to be critiqued every week, and that's part of the enjoyment of the sport, and that's what makes it fun to go out and play and perform.
There are certain defensive players the quarterbacks have to be aware of, defensive players who are really exceptional. Do you look at Trent Colen that way?
Trent, we definitely have to account for him. You know, when you watch these guys on tape, Philadelphia is a high-pressure team that likes to do a lot of different things. They like to create a little bit of chaos out there, and, you know, they create a lot of turnovers, and they get off the field, and I think they have talented guys. And when you play against them, you know, when you watch right away, you know going in that they're going to send a lot of safety blitzes, you know, extra guys, and I think for us that's an important thing. We'll have some stuff up this week that'll be very prepared for that stuff, and I think you have to against these guys.
Is that a case? I mean, it looked like in the first game, Tony, that I thought the Eagles did get a lot of pressure, but you were able to at least pick it up quickly, get rid of the ball. I think you got hit a few times, but were still able to get rid of it. Are you just getting more acclimated with what they do every time you play them?
Well, I don't. Yeah, but they're going to change up different things. You know, the thing about it is, what we did last time, we're going to have to change up and be ready to do things, you know, differently this time, because I'm pretty sure they'll do some similar type of fashion. And, you know, for us, it's about the ability to handle all the extra pressure and the extra people. And, you know, that's why we're going to do some different things, and hopefully it'll go well.
Tony, can you put yourself in Donovan's shoes for a second? Losing your center this late in the season with a juggled offensive line, what would that do to you? What difficulties does it present upon a quarterback?
Well, you can't let it do anything. You have to trust your teammates around you, otherwise you can't play up to your potential, and you have to go out and just perform. And when stuff breaks down, you got to hopefully have a little ability to do something to help other people, and you know, that's part of the position, and that's what makes it great but difficult at the same time. And you know, I think that for them, they have a lot of balance. They have depth. I mean, they're going to be okay there, and it's going to be a very tough game.
How much better has your decision making been, the process while in the pocket, so far this year?
Well, I don't know. It's always about performance or production, and I think, you know, if you're throwing the ball to the right spots, you get less turnovers. You throw the ball well with accuracy, you have less turnovers. All those things, and just all part of, you know, maturing a little bit, growing up, getting experience in different situations, and proving to yourself that you can do it. And then the next time it becomes a little bit easier.
Tony, how strange is it that, I mean, you could win 11 games and then be playing the Eagles again in the first round of the playoffs, another team that's won 11 games. How do you kind of sort that all out, and how big does that make this game?
It makes it very big. I think, you know, any team you play in the playoffs now is good. So it's not as if you get to, okay, we get a little bit of a week off. I mean, no matter whether it's the Eagles or Packers or whoever it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough game. And so you just got to play at your best level this time of year. You got to go out there and commit to your approach and do things the right way and see what happens.
Do you prepare any differently in a game with this magnitude compared to something, you know, week three or week four? Do you prepare any differently in a game that so much is on the line?
No, if you're preparing differently, then you're not probably preparing as well as you should in the weeks past. And, you know, all you can do is give everything you got each week. That's what you do. You go out there and you prepare the same way, and you stay committed to your approach, and you go out and execute. And that's the whole process right there.
Could you feel, either leading up to or in the New Orleans game and since, that a weight had been, you know, lifted off the Cowboys with the way things had gone down the stretch the past couple of seasons prior?
I don't know that, you know, we're committed to each other in the group here to perform at a high level and to play well. And, you know, but when you don't, it's about taking the right approach and just improving and figuring out how you can hold each other accountable and get better. And I think that, you know, we don't think about it from outside perspective about pressure in that regard. It's about winning football games, period.
Do you like or dislike the fact that if you win Sunday, this is probably going to be all about you, and if you lose Sunday, it's also going to be all about you, and the pressure that your position, the quarterback position, you know, brings and is, you know, taken with in the media?
I disagree with that, honestly. It's not about me. It's not about Donovan. You know, there's a lot of people that decide outcomes of football games, and quarterbacks, you know, get way too much credit, and they also get probably too much blame.
Right, but do you embrace that fact and just realize that's the way it is, or does that still bother you at times? And
no, I don't think it is that way, though. That's my point. From your guys' perspective, it comes across as that's the way you guys want to make it. But, you know, if Donovan plays well and they lose, you really, you know, are you going to blame them? I just don't know that. The realistic side of the sport is there's a lot of stuff that goes into winning and losing, and all you can do is control the stuff you can control. And, you know, if Scott Norwood makes a kick, Jim Kelly's the Super Bowl quarterback, and that's the tough part of the game, but that's why you all need each other. That's why you rally around each other, and that's why, you know, you go out there and you commit all year long to being as good as you can be collectively.
Tony, thank you very much.
No problem, guys. See you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Who did he say was in? Who makes the play?
Scott Norwood.
Do you remember him?
Norwood, right.